Actor John Cena scolded for using Ukraine invasion to promote HBO show Peacemaker. By Paul Bois on February 24, 2022. Hollywood actor John Cena, and who infamously apologized in Mandarin calling Taiwan a country, has been taking a beating on social media for using Russia's invasion of Ukraine to promote his HBO show Peacemaker. If I could somehow summon the powers of a real-life hashtag Peacemaker, I think this would be a great time to do so, Cena tweeted. Cena has often promoted his show Peacemaker, a character that appeared in director James Gunn's The Suicide Squad, using the hashtag along with an emoji signifying the character's helmet. Watch below. Cena garnered no praise for using the international crisis as a chance to plug his show. In May of last year, John Cena was excoriated by both the left and the right when he issued a groveling apology to China on the country's social network Weibo, in Mandarin, for having referred to Taiwan as an independent country in a previous interview. The apology was largely interpreted as an effort to better F9's box office potential in the country. "Hi China, I'm John Cena. I'm in the middle of Fast and Furious 9 promotions. I'm doing a lot of interviews. I made a mistake in one of my interviews. Everyone was asking me if I could use Chinese dash. Movie, staff gave me a lot of information. So there was a lot of interviews and information. I made one mistake. I have to say something very, very, very important now. I love and respect China and Chinese people. I'm very, very sorry about my mistake. I apologize, I'm very sorry. You must understand that I really love, really respect China and the Chinese people. My apologies. See you." Watch below. Cena's apology made little difference and F9 flopped in China after nosedived by 85% in its second weekend of release. After two laps, the Vin Diesel/John Cena action flick has totaled $185.3 million. That's slightly ahead of where franchise spin-off Hobbs & Shaw was sitting at a similar point in its China run, but far weaker than the preceding franchise mainstays Furious 7 and The Fate of the Furious, The Hollywood Reporter, THR, noted at the time.